We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, here we go. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon, and we are heading into what is going to be a spectacular weekend. I'm Scooch. Really, really glad you're with us. Once again, I welcome you to my apartment in downtown New Orleans, but I really hope to be back in the studio on Monday. We have got a lot to talk about. It's Free for All Friday, so we're going to act like it's a Friday. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got some new things to talk about. We'll be reviewing some of the big topics of the week. So if at any time on this beautiful Friday afternoon you just feel like expressing your opinion or your thoughts, or you want to set the record straight on me or a caller or a text, the number is 260-1870. It's area code 504-260-1870. Right now, crank it up. This is what you've been working for. Man, there was just some crazy things that happened this week. Not the least of which was a conversation yesterday about Adam Levine of Maroon 5. Adam Levine, the tattooed lead singer of Maroon 5. There's a conversation about his nipples because there were apparently FCC complaints into the FCC after he took his shirt off during the Super Bowl halftime show earlier this year. And people were upset that he showed his nipples on television for all the world to see. It's a guy. He's a guy. Okay, we're going to talk more about that a little bit later. That's part of our Free for All Friday discussion. Also, we'll once again talk about things like the New Zealand senator, Fraser Anning, who got egged by a 17-year-old student. This kid smashed an egg on the side of his head, and the senator turned around and punched the guy and then tried to punch him again. The kid was wrestled to the ground. And, you know, a lot of people sympathize with the teenager because they didn't agree with what the senator was saying. I may not have agreed with the senator, but I don't think you smash an egg against somebody's head and not expect to maybe be punched. So, you know, these are just a few of the fun things that we talked about this week. But coming up on the show today, also, we'll talk about some new things. The Mueller report is expected to be released maybe any time, even today. And I guess one question is, do you really care? President Trump is saying today that, and I'm quoting here, people won't stand, unquote, for the Mueller report if it is negative about President Trump. Will you not stand for it if it's negative? See, you know, this is where we are as a country. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. What matters is what you want to believe. And if something goes against what you want to be true, which is that the president did nothing wrong, and maybe he did, and I'm not saying that he did, but the truth doesn't matter. What matters is what you want to believe. And this is really something that is really very destructive of our this is really destructive of our society. And it continues, and it bears a conversation. Also, the FBI is investigating into the training protocol for pilots to transition into the new Boeing 737 MAX 8. The similarities in the crashes between the Lion Airlines and the Ethiopian Airlines flight, both new Boeing 737s. I haven't checked Boeing stock, but I would think that they've taken a hit. And then, you know, they're going to come back. So, I mean, I guess, you know, you wait for Boeing stock to go down really low and then you buy it and then it's going to go back up again. And anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. But we'll talk about that. Personally, at this point, I would not feel safe flying if I was flying. Well, I mean, if it's an American pilot, and not necessarily American Airlines, but if it's a pilot in the U.S., Southwest or American have these new 737 MAX 8s. If it's a pilot trained in America, then you can better trust them than pilots trained overseas, because our pilots go through a little different training. So it's worth noting that anyway. Also, do you disagree with Congressman Steve King of Iowa? This guy is a piece of work. I mean, I didn't like him before this comment, but he was talking about FEMA. And he said, we go to a place like New Orleans, and everybody's looking around saying, who's going to help me? He said this at a town hall meeting, and this was video posted on his Facebook page. And he said that FEMA told him that people in Iowa say, wait a minute, let me get my boots, and it's up to me to help myself. Let me get down there and help. Well, there were a lot of people here helping. But, you know, Steve King, for those of you who may not be familiar with the name, this is the guy who has come under a lot of criticism for racist remarks. And he's made some really outrageous remarks. And this is the person that President Trump has refused to really totally completely denounce. And you just can't help but, you know, wonder about that. I mean, what does it mean? I don't know. I'm just stating the reality of what is going on. Also today, we'll talk about the Texas House of Representatives on Wednesday of this week passed a bill that will legalize lemonade stands for children. Some states are legalizing marijuana. Some states are legalizing lemonade stands. Where will it end? I mean, this country's going to hell in a handbasket. First legalized marijuana, now we've got a state legalizing lemonade stands for kids. Again, you can't help but wonder, what is next? Will it ever end? First up on the show this afternoon, I want to talk about this and kind of get it out of the way, although I know it wouldn't end if we wanted to keep talking about it, because it's one of those topics. But I don't think the death penalty should be the punishment for failing to comply with police. But it is, and it can be. I know Neil Norman was talking about this, and I'm preparing for the show, so I don't listen to Neil, but I heard a little bit. So, you know, I may disagree with him in some ways, but in a lot of ways, Neil and I absolutely agree on this and a lot of things. You know, what started out as a routine traffic stop ended in a fiery crash. Two people killed at the moment. Another one has died. So now three people are dead, and I think at least seven were injured. The tragedy unfolded Wednesday evening when NOPD officers tried to stop a vehicle they suspected had been stolen. Rather than yield to the officer's order to pull over and stop, the teen driving the vehicle sped away and shortly after that crashed into the Unity One Beauty Supply and Salon in the Broadmoor area of New Orleans, burst into flames, killing the two teens in the car, injuring others as the beauty supply and salon business burned. We'll talk about that when we come back. And also, I mean, isn't it amazing that there's even a conversation about Adam Levine's nipples? And I would not even have known about this had it not been for Fox News. Fox.com had the story. That's the only place I saw. I mean, I'm sure it was elsewhere. But apparently, somebody found out that the FCC, through the Freedom of Information Act, found out that the FCC received complaints that Adam Levine took his shirt off during the halftime performance at the Super Bowl of Maroon 5, and his nipples were exposed. And some people were apparently freaking out. But I got a call yesterday from somebody wondering, was this maybe just a mockery of everybody being so upset about Nipplegate with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson from a past Super Bowl? Some people freaked out over that, and I never thought it was a big deal. I mean, if you happen to see the nipple of Janet Jackson, what the hell difference did that make? I mean, has the world gone to hell because somebody might have seen a quick flash of Janet's nipple during the Super Bowl? This is why we need to stop freaking out over little things and stop making a big deal over nothing. And I love that we have the opportunity here from 1 to 4 to set the record straight. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment on this free-for-all Friday, our number's 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Yeah, people acting like animals. I'm Scooter. We'll be back on WWL. So the question is, if you don't comply with the police, should that automatically lead to a death sentence? And I don't think it should. I mean, you should comply with the police, but there are some reasons that people don't want to comply with the police. We'll get to that in just a moment. I'm Scoot. It's Friday afternoon. We're heading into the weekend together. Glad you're with us. A lot going on. We'll be talking about that. If you want a list of everything going on this weekend, just go to our Facebook page, go to our website, WWL.com, and you'll find it. I've got two interesting contrasting texts that I want to share with you. This text says, "You're funny. Thank you for brightening my day." And this other text just about the same time that one came in says, gotta go, comedy hour with Scoot is beginning, or something to that effect. You know, if you leave this show when I come on, then, you know, aren't you kind of haunted about what I might say that you're going to miss? I mean, if you're not listening, you have no idea what the hell I'm going to say. You might miss something that you really hate. And don't you love to hate it? Anyway, so that's your choice. NOPD Superintendent Sean Ferguson told reporters that police officers disengaged the chase following the department's protocol not to engage in high-speed chases when the public safety is threatened. This is concerning the two teenagers that were killed in that fiery crash, and this happened Wednesday night. Big story because this business, the Unity One Beauty and Supply Salon, man, I hope they rebuild. The owner says they're going to rebuild, and I was really impressed with her attitude yesterday. This is in the Broadmoor area. So the police go to stop this car. Instead of pulling over and stopping, the teenager in the car, there was another one, but the teenager driving, sped away. And so they crashed, burst into flames, the building is burning, the car burns, and the two teenagers burn and die in the car. Subsequently, a third person has passed away. So initially, it was Sean Ferguson who said that the police disengaged the chase, which follows police protocol. But since that first meeting with reporters, Chief Ferguson has announced that additional information on what happened that night warrants an investigation into whether the officers violated department protocol for chase situations. So did the NOPD officers disengage and not pursue the vehicle that they were attempting to stop that they thought was stolen? Or did their emotions inspire them to pursue and catch the individuals in the vehicle that dare defy their order to pull over? At this point, we don't know what happened. But that does not stop the allegations against the police. The quickness to judge police officers guilty is unfair, but it is the result of a tradition of police officers covering up police department violations and even criminal violations in behavior on the part of fellow police officers. I believe times have changed and law enforcement agencies are becoming much more transparent, but it will take a long time to bring back the faithful trust that communities once had for police officers. Since two teenagers described by neighbors as good kids that went to school, didn't rob anybody, didn't kill anybody, didn't really get into trouble. That's what I heard on the news from some of the neighbors. Since two teenagers died in that vehicle that burst into flames upon crashing into a building, it's not easy to raise this issue of compliance. But it is fair, however, to speculate that if the teens in the vehicle that NOPD officers believe was stolen, if they had simply followed the order to pull over and stop and allow the police to do their job, it is very easy to argue that those two teenagers would be alive today. But speculating is no longer an easy exercise. Many citizens fear the police, and their fear for the police is greater than their fear for the consequences for a crime they may have committed. Fleeing is seen as a better option to comply. Yet the consequences that result from fleeing are usually greater than the act of compliance. Fear of complying with police is real, and in many cases, it's understandable. In a worst-case scenario, the teens were in a stolen vehicle. In a worst-case scenario, they would have gotten caught in a stolen vehicle. But that would not have led to the death penalty, which is the penalty they got for not complying. Now, I know all the facts are not in yet. I think there should be an investigation. We need to know what happened. If the police, you know, sometimes, and look, this is a fact. This is not my opinion. Sometimes police officers allow their emotions to take over, and they act outside of department protocol. They act outside of the law and act upon their emotions. And while you can understand that as a human being, there are certain positions that you hold in our society where you're not allowed to just act on your emotions. If you have certain jobs, like if you're a doctor, for example, if you're an airline pilot, you can't just act on your emotions. No, you've got to go by the book no matter what is bothering you. And being a police officer is another one of those positions that you hold that doesn't allow you to just act on your emotions. So yes, there should be an investigation, and let's hope it's a fair investigation. But the point is, as sad as it is, and my thoughts and prayers are with the teenagers, and they may have been good kids, but they weren't that good if they didn't comply with police. The message needs to be, and this is something that adults, if you're an adult, you need to teach your kids this. And there are many adults that do teach this, even in communities where people are told, do not comply with the police. In those communities, there are many people that tell their kids, comply with the police. And I think that's the best course of action. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Gonzales, Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot.
Hey, Robert.
I just wanted to comment on your opening.
Okay.
The kid that hit the guy in the back of the head, he's lucky he didn't get punched three times.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Donald Trump would get what he's going to get, and as far as the tragedy with the police, I really want to know until the final report comes out.
And you know, we don't want to wait for that, do we, Robert? Everybody wants to pass judgment, it's not fair to pass judgment, but we can say this. It's fair to speculate that the outcome of that would have been different if the teens in the car would have complied.
I agree. But, you know, everybody's an armchair CSI, so.
Yep. That's right.
Thoughts will be flying.
Well, it's true. Robert, I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a great weekend. If you're on hold, just hang on. Getting close to news here. Don't want to try to squeeze somebody in, but I'll get to your calls right after the news, so just hang on. If you're just tuning in, it's Free for All Friday on our show. I'm Scoot, once again, welcoming you into my apartment in downtown New Orleans. I really do hope that the paperwork is all taken care of, and I'm back in the studio on Monday. We'll see how that goes. If it ends up being too difficult to be back in the studio, well, then I'll be back in my apartment. But I hope to get back there at the station and be around the people at the station. We've got a lot to talk about. We're reviewing some of the crazy topics of the week, and it was a crazy week. We're also going to talk about some of the events this weekend, like the Louisiana Crawfish Festival down in St. Bernard Parish, which is always fun, and I don't think I'm going to make it this year. But that's always a fun time. And again, it looks as if the weather's going to be great for everything. We're also talking about the investigation into NOPD officers. Did they follow police protocol when they ordered the vehicle that they believe stolen to pull over and stop? Did they continue to chase or did they disengage? We need to wait and see about that. And we're talking about the Mueller report, which could come out at any moment. And does anybody really care? President Trump says, you're not going to stand for it if it goes against him. I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back on... Well, maybe not a man with a slow hand, but... President Trump invited Patriots owner Robert Kraft to the White House amid the conversation that Robert Kraft is not going to accept a deal from prosecutors and is going to fight it. Robert Kraft to have charges dropped that he was involved with... involved in paying a prostitute for sex at a spa in southern Florida. He would have to admit during a trial, if they had a trial, he would be found guilty. He said he's not going to do that. He's going to fight it. And if anybody can afford the top lawyers, it's going to be Robert Kraft. So, you know, chances are this guy's going to get off, if you know what I mean. I just thought it was interesting that the president took time to invite him at a time when all this is going on. And they're friends, so I guess that may be part of the reason. In any event, the president knows how to create news, and sometimes he knows how to create news distracting from his own accomplishments. Now, there are conflicting reports about ISIS. Yesterday, I talked about how the Fox News wing of the White House announced that America had defeated ISIS, and I talked about that yesterday. Well, now CNN is reporting heavy fire coming from ISIS. So it may not be over, and the president still declares victory. So, you know, I mean, I'm assuming we're going to beat them. But as I said yesterday, we're going to beat ISIS in a physical military sense. We're not going to beat them in an ideological sense. Because the ideology, the hate for us, the hate for the West existed with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and now ISIS. And there will be groups that will represent that hate. And I don't know how you defeat that hate. The first step, though, is to defeat them militarily. And it looks as if, with the help of the Syrian forces, we are doing that. Here is a text that says, Those cops, talking about the NOPD officers, those cops were supposed to disengage, period. They violated the consent decree, and the chief tried to cover it up. Now three people are dead. What don't you get, Scoot? Well, I guess what I don't understand is, how do you know they did not disengage? Were you there? I mean, if they didn't disengage, okay, that's one thing, but do we know? Again, you know, it's easy for you to have a conversation wherever you are. It's easy for you to have a conversation with friends, or you're sitting in a bar, you can say whatever the hell you want. I do a talk show and I try to be credible. So I can't assume that they did not disengage. Did they or didn't they? Well, that's what the report is supposed to tell us. That's what the investigation will reveal. And I think there should be an investigation. From Gulfport, Billy, welcome to WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good.
First off, I want to say, couldn't have happened to two better individuals that were car thieves. They were just...
Wait, what? No, tell me that again. Tell me that again.
The two did car thieves, and yeah, I'm going to say thieves. What happened to them couldn't have happened to two better people.
How do you know?
Cars stolen.
How do you know? How do you know? Billy, how do you know?
Four of the felonies when he stole my car. Yeah. I have no thought for car thieves getting hurt, killed, injured, whatever. Yeah. And I hope that they burned a slow death.
All right, Billy, I'm done with the conversation. I'm not going to continue with that. I mean, if that's what you want to wish, that's fine, but I don't have to hear it on this show. I think the kids should have complied, and they burned to death in the car, and that is sad and tragic. I don't care what. They're two human beings. It's sad and tragic. I wrote an op-ed blog about this. If it's not on Facebook, it will be WWL Radio. I'll put it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page as well. And it is about this case Wednesday night. Police officers stop this vehicle. The vehicle speeds away. Now, if the teenager had not sped away from police, both of the teenagers in the car might be alive today. And that business, Unity One, which has been an integral part, a stalemate, I mean, a big part of that community. It wasn't just a business. It was a business that, from what I've heard, gave back and helped so many people. And barbershops and beauty places and places like that in certain communities, they're more than just a business. It's an integral part of the community. And the owner of this business, Unity One, she didn't ask for this to happen. She didn't ask for her business to burn down. She didn't do anything wrong. Of course, you know, a beauty supply shop and a hair salon, you know, they've got a lot of flammable products there, so it wouldn't take much for it to go up in flames, but that's not her fault. It was the fault of, well, you can say it. It was the fault of two teenagers that didn't comply. And I mean, I hate to say this, but if they would have stopped now, if the police continue to engage them, then that makes the police wrong as well. So if the police really want to put away the bad people, if they really want to have a good case against the criminals, then they need to do their job and do it properly. All right, if you want to join us with your comments, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. It is Friday. It's a great weekend. We're heading into the weekend, and with all that we have going on, come on, it is still a wonderful world. We'll be back on WWL. We are talking about the incident Wednesday night. Police think that this car has been stolen, so they try to pull it over. The car speeds away. The car crashes. It explodes in a fiery crash. Two teenagers in the car are killed, and a building is burned. Here's a text that says, Scoot, based on media reports, the police said they disengaged. Then private security camera recordings showed the opposite. It appears the police made a false statement. They lied. Unfortunately, we have seen a lot of police lying and then being caught in a lie by the video. If they lied about this, what else could they be lying about? I mean, look, that's a good point. I mean, I pointed that out in the opening of the show when I talked about how distrust in the police is really not the fault of the public. It's the fault of police over the years. I'm not saying in this case right here and now. I think police law enforcement around the country is becoming a lot more transparent. But there has been too much wrongdoing that has been uncovered, and it's been revealed that there are bad police officers giving police officers everywhere a bad name because they have broken the law, they have broken protocol, they have not followed the rules or the standards of the department, and a lot of this gets covered up. So that's why I'm waiting to see what happened. I mean, I don't know. There's a report. I haven't seen the security cameras. So the report that they disengaged is kind of like the report that they didn't disengage, that they continued following, because I haven't seen the surveillance video. So, you know, I know we love to be quick to judge everything, but let's just wait and see what happens. Here is a text that says, hey, Scoot, what happened to accountability? If people would respect authority and take responsibility, then the world would be a better place. And that's true. And as sad as this tragedy is, the temptation is to just excuse the behavior, but you can't. The point is, the best course of action is to comply with police. But there should be an investigation. From Gentilly, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Stu, thanks for taking my call. I got a quick story, and then we're going to talk about the beauty salon crash.
Okay.
About decades ago, I sprained my ankle, and I had it wrapped up, and my doctor gave me crutches. And he said, you have to be in the crutches for like 2 weeks. Well, after 2 days, my armpits were so raw, I threw them away. So I'd rather crawl.
Yeah, and you know, but you're not supposed to rest your armpits on the crutches. And I've had a couple of knee surgeries in the past, a couple of ACL reconstruction surgeries, and a couple of others on the same knee. So I learned to use crutches before this accident. But yeah, the weight's supposed to be on your hands, and you're not supposed
your
to have
forearm,
it right up
forearm.
Under your forearm. Well, yeah, exactly.
But crutches really suck.
They do suck. And I'll tell you one thing that I have. Yeah, they do suck. But again, I can't help but think, Justin, as much as this sucks for me in so many ways, I realize how fortunate I am and how worse it could have been. So here I am sitting in this situation. I'm sitting in this situation and I still feel blessed. So, but I've learned that, you know, people are so nice and people see me struggling with a door. And then they open the door, and if my back's up against it, I almost fall out of the door and fall down again. No, people are really very, very, very nice. Okay, and you had a comment.
I had a comment about the beauty store crash. I said something very unkind this morning, and Jesus Christ himself chewed me out for saying it. I said that I was glad the two teenagers were dead, and that was a very unkind thing to say because I'm so sad that happened. But my question is why do we have human reckless behavior?
Well, for many reasons. I mean, you know, people aren't taught appropriate behavior. You know, kids don't come into this world with the knowledge of how to act. And they need to be taught by parents, by their community, by the adult generation. And in so many cases, whether you're rich or poor, we see this gap in parental involvement with kids. And teaching them the right things.
I'll tell you what, my parents were never very involved with my life. I mean, they had a lot of money, but they weren't involved in my life. They never nurtured me like other kids in emergency. But I never would steal a car and run away from the police. I mean, I knew
well,
that.
Well, right. As I said earlier, Justin, I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend. As I said earlier, what's the worst case scenario? The kids are in a stolen car. There are penalties for that. But it's not the death penalty. So complying, and I mean, if it's your first offense, my God, you know, you hear about the revolving door, Tulane and Broad. I mean, chances are, some way you're going to get off of the whole thing. You may not suffer no consequences. But it's far better to face the consequence for that than to try to flee the police and get into an accident. And look, even if the police were pursuing, we're still talking about ultimately reckless driving. And that is going to lead to no good. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you have a comment, our number is 260-1870. It's a beautiful free-for-all Friday on our show. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text, 870-870. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We'll be coming back. That's a song. Easy to Be Hard was a big hit for Three Dog Night, probably around late 60s, maybe early 70s, maybe, well, probably late 60s. This is from the rock opera Hair. song is called Easy to Be Hard. Here's a text that says, I had my car stolen before, a huge inconvenience, but I would never wish the thief would die in a fiery crash. Yeah, I mean, I've been surprised by a couple of calls we had earlier. Here's a text that says, when are we going to stop blaming the criminals and not the police? Well, this is not the fault of the criminals. It's the fault of the police. Police in general, and I'm not talking about anybody specifically, but there has been a tradition of covering up. Look, that's not unique to law enforcement. Businesses try to cover up wrongdoing. Employees make a mistake. They try to cover up their mistake. This is a human instinct. It's easier, some people believe it's easier to cover up things than it is to admit guilt. And it's a human instinct to cover it up and hope that nobody finds out. But then ultimately people find out. There has been a tradition in this country of law enforcement protecting law enforcement and police officers protecting each other. And that has broken down the trust that should exist between community, the public, and the police department. And, you know, that has been a problem for a long time. And it's only going to change as police departments become more and more transparent. And I see it happening, and I think it's going to happen more and more. The information originally was that these two teenagers in this car, that the car sped away and the police followed protocol and disengaged. Now there's surveillance video that may indicate maybe the police did not disengage. If the police are guilty of this, they need to be charged. They need to suffer the consequences of that. But even if they did chase the vehicle, it still goes back to the very beginning of if you comply with police, you have a better chance of living. A better chance of living. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.